Alright. Sweet. Sweet Dex is coming at you again with another one. It's all a game. Yeah, I want to talk about a couple things. You know, I know I'm always want to talk about business. And I just, a couple things came at me today and last couple days. And, you know, it seems like everybody talks that talk about wanting to be wealthy and wanting to be rich and successful. But at the same time, no one wants to do it. No one wants to see anybody else making money. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if I can't get it, I don't want you to get it. But, yo, if we do it together, we will be extremely successful. And I can't keep constantly repeating that. You know, it's like we can't even run a football camp together or an IT company together. Because everybody wants to be the man, if that's what you call it, or the woman. Well, women ain't really got that problem, but yeah, I'm gonna say mostly men. We can't come together. Why can't from the name of the company to, you know, what direction we're gonna go in? We got a million people doing the same thing, and money going in different direction, and we fighting over, you know, scraps. You know what I'm saying? And we don't share information. I never forget a time I was talking to Magic Johnson, I said, what book are you reading? And I said, you know, what's the biggest issue with black people? And then, don't get me wrong, this is not a racial thing. I'm just using that because I am black, but don't get it wrong. This is not a black or white or red thing. This is a rich and poor thing. But at that time, and he was saying information, and that's the truth. We're scared to share information with each other because the same crab in the bucket. I'm scared if I make $1 million, I'm scared to tell you because you might make $2 million. Okay. And now that's kind of old school. The new school is now what they're doing to keep you from thinking and trying to make new ways to develop projects to make money. They're taking, let's just say, one successful person and putting them at the top of the crab in the bucket. So I'm going to put one crab up there. So now everybody's going to say, well, to get to the top, we're just going to keep chasing him, not knowing there's a side door right here. We got to go there, but we're not looking at that because they put one person at the top and we're going to keep focusing at the top. But there's a side door. There's a side door where we can make, you know, $10 million. But they put one guy up there that's they use as a token that makes $20 million. That's the only way to go. So we keep fighting, kicking each other, fighting each other. It's ridiculous. I don't understand it. And then we're always so willing to, you know, you did my son wrong. You did my employee wrong. And you go hard at that person. But the other ones, you just accept it. You just accept it. Thias told me one time, he said, you know, and I read it, we're lazy. What do you mean? People are lazy. we are lazy. We'll work hard for others, but we won't work hard for ours. You got what I'm saying? When the people tell me, hey, well, Marlo, you know, no one's going to run your business like you. Why? I want to pay you. I want to help develop you. I want to do this. So run this and work this as if it was your own. And let's keep pushing. You want to take the easy way out and do as least as possible. But when you go work for somebody else, for Coke, you giving it your all, overtime, double time, triple time, make you feel good, wearing their shirts, wearing their uniforms, all that good stuff. But it still is only a limitation on what you can make. And I don't understand that. Why are we like that? And again, it's not a black, it's not a white, it's just a poor and a rich thing. We're going to continue to be poor. Help me with this. I had somebody call me today, and one of her employees said, oh, well, you're working too hard. What? What do you mean we work? You're a workaholic. What's that mean? If you want a certain amount of success, you have to go get it. So since it's them, you are just like, hey, that's enough for today, or I'm not going to be giving my all for you. You need to chill out. Nah, but when I fire you and you got to go work for somebody else, and you're going to be all over the place because it's in demand. You got to. Instead of coming together and we work together and build something beautiful. Guys don't want to build nothing beautiful. Guys don't want to build nothing beautiful, man. Why? Why we don't want to share information? I know some guys that have got money, man, and they don't want that. I know they don't want certain people to be successful because they want you to be a customer. If you're rich, back in the day, the rappers used to rap always about money. They didn't want you to be rich because if everybody's rich, what they got to rap about? That's terrible. So, I'm not trying to help you get on. I want you to be a client. I want you to continue to buy my stuff. Continue to be selfish. Now, some of them guys in the music business was like that. Now they got to reinvent themselves because you can't make money like that no more. There's not much money in that game like that. So now you got to try and do something different. Now you gotta get on TV and do these crazy reality shows and expose yourself. You know what I mean? While you got other people that's smart in IT getting that residual money. You know, if you did it the right way, then you'd have been powerful. You really, really own something. And they get it. People get it. That's why they doing it. But other people, they just think it's only one way of doing it. It's not only one way of doing it. Well, what way is that? I don't know. But if it's enough of us that come together, oh, we'll figure it out. We'll figure out how to do it. I don't want to deal with him because he's arrogant. Or how do you know? Talk to him. Talk to her. You don't know. You don't know unless you talk to someone. How are you gonna make a judgment call on how you feel about somebody until you haven't even spoken to him? That's ridiculous. These guys are so selfish. And even with sports, I got guys, I got guys talking to begging recruiters to give their players an offer just so it make them look good. You know what I said? Hey, offer one of my kids, please. And some of them are threatening. If you don't offer my guy, then you're going to wish you had. And then now you're putting these recruiters in a bad situation because they got to feed their family and they want to have a relationship. Offer my guy. Well, I ain't never seen a play. Don't worry about it. Just offer him. And what they don't know is that when they offer him, they don't really, they're not really meaning it. And what parent, and you parents that are doing that, why would you want that? You want offers, man. They don't even never see what your son look like, which means they don't really want him. So let's just say one of those schools say, hey, big time schools say, hey, yeah, I'm offering you. And then when it comes to signing time, they don't really want him. Or they decide to go there and they don't play him. Now you stuck in this, like I told y'all before, in the system. Now what? Now you got a transfer. You got no film. You got this. You got nothing. You guys, these parents, man, y'all do anything for an offer. Cut it out. Play. Earn it. Are we that stuck on ourselves? That much vanity about ourselves that, hey, I should get it no matter what. If he got it, I should get it. Why? You got to play. You got to earn it. When I look at offer as a business opportunity. Other people looking at just to have it. Come on, man. I have it for build business. Everybody knows that. Anybody who knows you. Y'all just get it just to get it. Walk out with your chest out. Come on, man. What's the plan? Coach is why I want to offer. Give my guys an offer. You ain't really trying to build their brand, but when somebody else put that pressure on you, showing that they getting offers without using your services and your camps and your, now you feel that pressure. Don't handle the pressure. How you build them diamonds? I handle that pressure. I need y'all to handle that pressure. Make diamonds. I ain't trying to make diamonds, man. Y'all put that pressure and you bust. Lying, begging, doing anything. Because you scared to go broke. Like, you ain't never had no money before. You do anything. Messing over kids. You don't mess over kids, man, just for your dollar. Get with some other. And then a guy like me, and I already get that. But my shoulders is broad. I know that, so I'm good. Get with some of them other guys. Get some of them other guys and get together. Everybody want to walk with their chest, but look what we got. And then the big wigs give you some, I said it again, give you some merchandise. No merchandise, I want some money. Got some basketball sneakers, some cleats, some a mouthpiece, a jersey. And you happy? Some of them coaches getting paid, but you kids ain't getting nothing. I was up at App State one, man. I said, Coach, y'all, man, we don't look at that stuff. We don't go to that camp. We don't do none of that. Come to our camp. We the ones with the bread. We the ones with the money. Be smart. Last 3 years, I've been trying to get other guys in that particular industry come together and let's do this and do that. Nah, I don't want to do it. When I walk around like they all that, man, that make me think y'all was terrible back in the in high school. That's even more reason why we need to give back to these kids and build a nice financial business. And let me tell you something. These kids going to need financial planners soon. So y'all talking about brand, about videos. I'm talking about financial plan. I'm talking about they're going to need agents within the realms of being legal. But what's legit, meaning some of you guys, basketball a little different than football or whatever sport. But get those things in place. So a person can be ready and can be successful and can make a what they call a strong pimp decision. Y'all know who y'all selfish is. And it ain't too late. Stop being selfish. Pick up the phone. Call me. Yeah, y'all, but you don't have to. Call other people. Build business, man. Build business. Build business. Wealthy business. Because you got 50, 60, 70,000, that ain't no money. That ain't gonna get you on that boat. You'd be in that $1 million, $2 million, $3 million. You better, because where we headed at, if you ain't got no money, you're not gonna get the proper medicine to cure illness. It's coming. You got to get wealthy by just smiling and cheesing and grinning, and you don't know what's coming around down the road. God bless him, man. But Donald Trump ain't prejudiced for black. He prejudiced for rich and poor. You better have some money or I don't even want to talk to you. And we think we good because we done helped out 50, 60 kids. Man, if you don't have the parents helping them to compliment what you've done, it's retarded. Well, I ain't going to say retarded, excuse me, but you know, it's not right. It's got to compliment it. It's got to compliment it. So mom's on welfare, but you selling, you know, $1 million dreams to him. So he may not eat. Again, I say it again. He's back in survival mode. Mama, why do you keep talking about the same thing? Because when I turn on the TV and I hear LeBron James all the time, so I can do what I want. We're going to keep talking about it. Kids going into survival mode. What's the beauty about the other millennials, the ones that's kind of, you know, got a little in an okay situation. You know what I mean? They're not working for certain jobs. They're on YouTube making millions off of that. Making millions off of this. This, that, this, not another. You got to listen to them. Y'all stuck in your own ways. I see some of these guys out here want people to look up to them. Man, I don't want to look up to me. I want us to make money together. People know the ones I didn't help, They know. Thank you, coach. Thank you. I want you to get right. Let's do this. Let's do that. And some of y'all are talking to me because you got your own agenda. You ain't really caring about me or us. That's cool. I'm a strong believer in the man up top. You can't fool him. You're fooling yourself. Seen another trainer company come up. That's cool. You know what I did? I helped bring them clients. Now I got paid. We bringing them clients. I got that gift. So we help and we build. Continuously wanting to be separate. For what? For what? Some of y'all think y'all good because they give you a couple. I know situations where you top dog, but the other one, they still taking care of the other athlete a little better than yours. I ain't gonna say no names, but but y'all say they love me. Do they really love you? Really? We losing. There's so many athletes that were supposed to be big that hadn't. Now they can't call upon nobody. No kid wants to be bad, man. But we 30, 40, 50 years old, still selfish. Still worrying about me, 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 me. Worry about me, 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 me. But you can make money with them too. I'm up at a particular school. Guys don't, they wouldn't speak to us. Normal guys, same reason we up there. They just begging for an offer, begging. What you doing? What you doing? But if you got that business in order, everything strapped tight, man, they're going to come to you. It's like the music game. They're going to come to you. See a 45-year-old dude begging a 27-year-old dude, please, please, please. And none of us walked out of there with an aura. I was happy enough to make that relationship. I got a relationship out of it. Now, don't get me wrong, I still was kind of pissed because I was told something different. But I did build a relationship out of it. But I'm not the one to play to be the beggar. And I left early. Because I know the one that loves us, we're going to give him our all. Are all. These coaches out here, man, back to the athletic. We try to help all. You don't think I know these recruiters? You know, if they bring in the top-notch recruits, they get looked upon in a good way, get a good chance to be an OC and then a head coach. Do y'all know the amount of money they make? So we want to help with that and build that. If we can. That's why. go up there and you selfish, me, me, me. You lying to a woman. It's nothing. Man, you're not going to. Can't build relationships like that. It's all business. And like I said, it's a spiritual business. You look at Andre, man, that's a spiritual blessings. LSU, Auburn, Florida, Appalachian, Kentucky. Those are blessings from God that change your life. See, having a good heart makes those things happen. He has a good heart. His people around him have a good heart. Help for everybody. But when you talk about me, 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 my, it's hesitant. I don't care what nobody says. And it may be they say I'm wrong, whatever. I'm telling you what I know. He's got, and with all that, as a freshman, you guys that know him don't even call him and say congratulations or tweet him or text him or this. And you think God is okay with that? And but you think you're so good that you're going to go, oh, it's, everything's going to be okay? Man, it doesn't work like that, man. It doesn't. It's spiritual. I want the best for everybody. In sports and in business. Example. Let's get 2.4 million from Under Armour or Adidas or Nikes or whoever. We can't do that. Well, why not? Because you don't know how to do it. But surround yourself with the right people. And start talking about it and dialogue about it. I'll tell you this real quick. You know what you do? Just answer this question. Why should Under Armour give you 2.4 million? What do you get? What do they get out of it? And show them, and you'll get it. Trust me. I can answer that. If you can't answer that, and then you just think you want your son to get recruited, man, you're missing the boat. It's not what we're trying to do, man. We building his brand, everybody else's brand, and my brand, your brand, business. You got what I'm saying? Business. I came from eating hot dogs out of hubcaps. Now I'm on a podcast. Work hard for yourself, fellas. Meaning, don't be scared to build business. Just working for somebody. Some of y'all are supposed to do that, but like I told you before, it's still, you may not be into that, but there's still something that you could be doing. And when you get surrounded by the right people, whatever you're doing now, you do the same thing, but you're the boss of it. If I'm packing groceries, now you over here with MSTP Corporation. Now, you're the VP of packing the sneakers. that VP salary. And now, if your son is not an athlete, if we do have to pay to go to college, you're in position to do that. What's wrong with that? So I came from the muscle. My oldest, he's got 4 or 5. I came to keep up different businesses. He making more money in a month than I know some guys, you know, ain't even making it 4 or 5 months. And he just wake up to it. Damn, you got something today, son. Man, I ain't know what that was. Yeah, that's yours. Damn. Teach me, son. I got you. Listen to the millennials. Quit thinking you know everything. Listen to them and take. So what happens? Listen to the millennials and put them in a position with people that you know and you know, you know, you know. And let's roll. Guys, supposed to be my people, supposed to look out for me. Still don't. Want me to slow down. Slowing down. Know what I really want to say? Care about us. The ones that didn't like me, they know me. They're like, yo, that's a good dude. He's going to go all out for you. That's what we do. Don't matter. We all got a Godwin expression. Everybody. That's what he does. He wants to express in everybody. Trust me. I heard his voice. I seen. I know. I know. You have accident like mine, you go through what I do, I know. Among other things I've been through in my life. Listen to what I'm telling y'all. Some of y'all spoil. Some of y'all just wanted things. I ain't never seen nothing like it. It's incredible to me. Some of y'all just want to hate on people, hate, and why, for what? What you hating for, my man? What you hating for, sweetie? We trying to build something and you hating. You gonna hate on Jay-Z and Beyonce. They got it. We trying to get a piece of it, but you still ain't what you doing. Scared to come together. Scared we gonna find out you don't know as much as you know. Man, we don't care about that. What you don't know, we gonna fix it. We gonna fix it. We gonna help you. More people that we can go ahead and, you know, put them in situations to be successful, the less crime you're going to have. And again, that's the only problem I got with the kneel down in the NFL. Some of y'all ain't going to like it. I don't want you kneeling down for police brutality. Well, why not? You know why? Because Ice Cube, NWA, Tupac, they've been saying that for years. So quit acting like we ain't heard that. They ain't kneeling. They been singing about it. Well, it's different with the NFL. Nah, it ain't different because they done sold millions and millions of albums. Everybody done heard it. It ain't changed. I want you kneeling down for financial equality. My belief, and I could be wrong, check the numbers. The more successful a family, a person, a kid is financially, the less opportunity is for them to get, you know. Shot by a police officer. And don't get me wrong about police officers. You know, it's just some good and some bad ones. That's it. I got a whole bunch of good police officers that I love to death. And it ain't racial because most of them is white. I trained a lot of them. No kid wants to be bad. So financially, they're not going to be in a wrong situation, wrong part of town. Now, I'm not saying perfect. Some of them, you know, still will be, you know. But those families that's financially strong, stable, they bond in certain communities and got their kids in certain areas where, you know, it doesn't happen. That's what I believe. And they got educated to where when they're pulled over, it's yes, sir, no. Why you pull me over, sir? What you think you're doing, sir? It's yes, sir, no, sir. They've been taught to cater to the officer's ego. To know, man, if I shoot him, I must really be a bad person because this guy gave me no reason to shoot him. Unless I really, really just wanted to. Financial stability brings that a type of education. But some guys lack that. Girls like that. And they think what they're hearing in the radio or seeing is real. And that's how they're supposed to be. And then that's what they get. And I've seen everybody like that, but for the majority. And I can speak upon that because I've experienced that. I wasn't always a coach. I wasn't always an awesome person. So when I say, let's push and let's, if you go march, let's march for financial stability. I need that money. And then with that becomes some responsibility. Us black men, white men, red men, we got to build more businesses. Don't put it all on the government. Come together. Get this product to where, I always use sports, get this product to where Nike want to give you, you know, 10 million. Now, what's that? I don't know, but with the right minds, you can. That's what we need. No excuses. Build businesses. You guys that's out here
being selfish and cutting corners and, you know what I mean, trying to make yourself bigger than what you are on the backs of kids. Man, y'all wrong for that. Because you don't like certain people, you don't give the same ink that you give the other ones. Y'all wrong for that. But we got a plan for that. If I was you, I would be trying to get down with us before we drop it on you. Because we're going to drop it. The ones that got that pen, no matter how gutter and gangster and what you want to be, you'll never be able to connect better than how we connect. Because I give them the real. And what we about to do, we about to put money in their pocket. And so now, to compete, you got to do the same. I told y'all before I seen it, y'all going to stop pimping these kids, taking their money for your business and not giving back, getting them in school. Now, though these coaches and trainers and whoever, they lying to do it, can make it seem like they helping, they are getting the offers. I told you they was going to do that. Good job. Now, I'm about to take it a step further. You're going to come off some of that money and you're going to share some of that bread. And real men should want to. Real men should want to help other kids be successful. I don't want this kid not to be successful and now he out breaking in my house, robbing in my house. I want to be a part of him giving back to this country, making money, and doing over since a trickle effect. It start with you guys as far as coaching and training. This sports business, this technology business, man, that's the multi-business, and it's the easiest one to pop into. Oh, I'm too tired of hearing him talk. He just talking. I ain't talking. You know me. You know it's law. Learn something. God don't ever want to sit still and learn. I'll make $100,000, man. That ain't no money. If you got cancer, that can't get you that cancer that can cure you that's down there in Arkansas. That the insurance won't pay for it, but they're saying it's experimental, but it's really the cure. That ain't gonna buy it for you. You got to get radiation. How I know? Because I got to get ready. I have taken radiation. Or you guys got to take chemo. Man, that is not natural. That's not what's up. But you got to have money if you want to live. Trust me. Yo, we're going to wrap it up, though. Yo, the next one we talk about, I'm going to tell y'all right now. It's about child support. It's about child support. What's the motive behind it? Some of the laws. Do people, do some of these Do they get more money by making sure that the custodial parents are divided? Yo, when I read that and learned that, I couldn't believe it. Big business. Huge business. God said, you can't get proper defense because the laws are so new, attorneys don't know how to defend on it. What? Let me tell y'all this. Before I hang up, did you know that you could rape somebody, kill somebody, whatever, choke, and you get a bond? But do you know with child support, you do not get a bond and you are treated worse than a criminal? Holler at me. We out.